I love the Daniel fast. It really sets a tone for me for the rest of the year. So on that note, let's stand and look to the Word of God, see what the Word of God has to say about this topic. It says in Daniel 10, in those days, these were days of stress and difficulty for the people of God because they were in captivity. And Daniel needed answers. He needed a word from the Lord. He needed God to intervene. I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks, 21 days. He was struggling, asking God for an answer. I need some information. I need answers to these prayers I'm praying. He was in mourning, meaning he had a humbled heart. He was humbled before the Lord. He humbled himself, and he was asking God to intervene. I ate no pleasant food, which means basically from the Hebrew, the fancy pastry, particularly served in that part of the world. A lot of sugar on the top of it. I didn't have any of that. No meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Well, Father, thank you for setting the tone for us. We love you. We present our first to you in this new year. We long to know your Son, Jesus. Give us a hunger for his word. Destroy every yoke of bondage that people face by the power of your Holy Spirit. As we fast and pray, let there be release throughout the body of Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. There's no telling what God's about to do for Calvary Christian Center in the months ahead as we begin to fast and pray on a Daniel fast. When Paul fasted, the Holy Spirit gave him his assignment in the 13th chapter of Acts. And I'll quote that for you just a bit. Many of you will discover your assignment as you Daniel fast. It'll get clarification and direction. Because many times, even in the church, people think they know what they're supposed to do. But you really don't know that until you go after the Lord with all your heart. And you really lay aside a lot of other stuff, feelings and emotions, and clarify what it is God's trying to say. So we begin each year at Calvary with a realignment through Daniel fasting. Our first Daniel fast happened several years ago when my wife contracted breast cancer. And I asked the whole church to join me in a 21-day Daniel fast. And lo and behold, on the day we completed, the 21st day we completed the Daniel fast, was her scheduled surgery. And then the outcome was absolutely amazing when we heard from the doctor, she's cancer-free. Thank the Lord. Amen. And the great miracle that we saw was simply that which was unexplainable in that the doctors had no category with which to put her situation. Now, these doctors are connected all over the country, and they're working together via computer with databases from all the major medical centers in America out of UC Davis, and said the percentage of reduction of your cancer was so minuscule. By the time that we had to log this in, we had no place for this. We had to create a category for you because we've never seen tumors shrink that fast when they had been growing with every test, getting worse and spreading, and they shrank to almost nothing by the end of the procedure. So they were amazed. They called her the miracle woman. We attribute it all to this. A number of people fasted and prayed for 21 days, and God heard our prayer. Amen? In Matthew 6, there are 3 principles every follower of Jesus should do. Jesus said, when you pray, when you fast, when you give. He made that very clear in 1 chapter. When you do this, not if, but when you do this, I will reward you openly. And when you combine these 3 weapons, God does things that are supernaturally powerful in the lives of people. When you fast, when you pray, and when you give. Because it becomes a force multiplier. What we do at the beginning of the year sets the course for the rest of the year. So if we seek God first this year, he said, I will add things for you later in the year. So when you've forgotten about your fast, and you put that kind of behind you, God says, I'm still working out your future for you. I'm still working all the details. I'm opening doors no one else can open for you. I will schedule events for you in your life. This is why we don't enter a new year partying. We enter the new year cleansing our hearts, saying, God, I'm yours. For whatever it is you want and purpose, I'm yours. The prophet and prime minister of Babylon was a young Jewish boy by the name of Daniel, who went on this 21-day fast. He was taken captive at a very young age, at between 16 and 18 years of age, and he knew so much of God's word that he never once wavered or compromised in his beliefs or in his walk, even in a heathen, fully heathen culture he was surrounded by. And he had such impact in that culture that he was raised to the second highest position in the land and had political influence throughout all the nation and all that Babylon ruled, and they were the rulers of the world of that day, and he had input into all of that. God used him mightily beyond anything we can describe. It's an amazing story worth your read, because every king that took over and reigned in the nation of Babylon always wanted Daniel to remain. I want him next to me, because this man heard from God. Amen? So the prophet and prime minister goes on a 21-day fast. It's called a partial fast. That's what we're doing for 21 days. Daniel fast is when you eat no sweets, which means no refined sugars. You stop baking all the cookies. And you've done that for Christmas, right? So if you have any left over, you want to kind of push them off to the garbage pail. No meat products, okay? Daniel knew God had a destiny for his life and for his people. And God let him know, you'll not reach that destiny until you seek me through praying and fasting. So Daniel said, I set my heart toward God for 21 days, and I did not break my vow. I did not eat meats or any pastries or anything sweetened like that artificially. Some may want to fast totally during a 21-day Daniel fast, and say, I'm going to take a whole day out of the 21 days and just fast a whole day, have nothing but water and juices. And that's a private part of fasting, something you get to choose to do if you want to do that. That's between you and God. So why do we fast? God says, humble yourself before me, and I will exalt you. Now remember, God reminds us to humble ourselves. Humble yourself. Don't ask God to humble you. Humble yourself. You don't want God to humble you, because when he does, it's an experience you probably never want to repeat. So before God has to humble you, humble yourself. And when you become teachable and accountable and you humble yourself, God will manifest himself to you. Then he said, do not fear, Daniel, for the first day that you set your heart to understand. A very important principle here. When the first day you set your heart to understand, and you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. God heard his prayer on day number one of the 21 days. There was a battle in the heavenlies that went on for the next 20 days, and there was a battle between the messenger God was sending with the answer and demonic spirits. And thank God for the victory that breaks through when we hold on fasting and praying. Amen? James puts it like this. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Early in his captivity, Daniel risked the king's wrath when he refused to eat his delicacies. And Daniel did a different kind of fast. That's in Daniel 1. And this is the request he made. Please test us for 10 days on a diet of vegetables and water. That was a different kind of fast. And at the end of the 10 days, see how we look compared to the other young men who are eating the king's food. Then make your decision in light of what you see. The attendant agreed to Daniel's suggestion and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, Daniel and his three friends, you remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, looked healthier and better nourished than the young men who'd been eating the food assigned by the king. Well, Daniel, as a boy, a young boy, knew Now, eating meat offered to idols with the demonic connotations and attachments to those delicacies is something we're prohibited from doing. And I'm going to take the risk and ask for favor and show my God is greater than their gods. And that fast proved to the king that what Daniel was doing was in alignment with a God the likes of which they'd never seen. These are victories you are to obtain in your natural state. We're not talented enough. We're not strong enough. We can't do it all on our own. But if we're going to have victory, we've got to have the help of God. Amen? It will take God. Some people think, well, I can achieve whatever I want with my own ability. Listen, God will allow you to get knocked down on your backside before he will ever allow any of us to get glory for ourselves. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in good time or in due time. When we Daniel fast, food habits change and slow down a little bit. We slow down so we can move forward. When we're fasting, everything seems to slow down a bit. The day seems a little bit longer. Daniel fasting means there's some change that's going on. We see it in the physical realm by the foods we eat or don't eat, and then we experience it in the spiritual realm. It requires intentional adjustments, specific adjustments, and we are abstaining from certain foods, but fasting is abstaining from certain foods for a spiritual purpose. There's a reason behind this. We not only abstain from certain foods, but we need to press into God's presence. We're to use that time to get closer to the Lord. When we're fasting, you might feel at first a little bit tired because you've stopped all the refined sugars and you don't get the high that you're normally used to when you need a little bit of a boost, right? You may hear voices in your head saying, you're losing your mind. Pastor doesn't know what he's talking about. That cookie looks too good. He can't, right? When the Holy Spirit calls us to fasting, he's trying to prepare us for what's ahead this year. You're here today because God wants you to hear this message. You've tuned in because God wants you to hear this truth today so you can set a tone for your future for the rest of 2021. When we fast at the beginning of the year, we set the course for the remainder of the year. Understand that when we fast and pray, God responds. Do you need God's response? Well, then fast and pray. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years who did not depart from the temple but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. I preached about her a few weeks ago leading up to Christmas. At 84 years of age, Anna, she would not leave the temple but was there fasting and praying, a widow lady. She was fasting to position herself for the greatest moment in her life, Messiah's appearing in Israel. She got to behold that with her eyes. The Holy Spirit wants us to know great moments are appearing for his church this year. We're positioning ourselves for God's best. We need God to do something great in our hearts and great in our culture. Great moments will astound us. And if we're not spiritually prepared for them, we might miss them. And I believe that's happened time and time again in the lives of way too many people because fasting is something we just haven't utilized in the Western culture that much, but it needs to be reinstated because it's a biblical principle in the way we do life in the church. It's a weapon we use against the enemy, and it also is used to get God's attention. There were many people in the temple when Jesus was being brought in that day. They had no clue Messiah had arrived. But Anna recognized Jesus as Messiah because her heart had been prepared. Her mind had been prepared. She spent day and night seeking the Lord and often with fastings added because she was prepared through fasting and serving. Did you read that? She didn't just fast. She got up and did something to make a difference in the house of God. Well, I got so quiet when I said serving. I said serving. serving. I'm honored to serve. And that's the way all of us should be in the church. The Daniel fast prepares us for what God has coming. And when you're lovesick, in love with the one, not puppy love, love, one for your life. When you're apart, notice you don't eat that well. You just kind of like. Once when John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting, some people came to Jesus and said, why don't your disciples fast like John? That's John the Baptist's disciples and the Pharisees did. How come? Listen to the love language Jesus uses. Jesus replied, do wedding guests fast while celebrating with the groom? Of course not. They can't fast while the groom is with them. But someday the groom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast. So Jesus is asking this question. When was the last time you were lovesick for my presence? Lovesick to have me in your life in a way you have not known me. We're willing to walk away from eating normally because we are preoccupied to have something of him in our lives we've never had before. Food is not the main issue in our lives. He is. Jesus is the main issue in our lives. God's direction comes to people who fast and pray. In Acts 13, Paul received that assignment for his life. The Antioch church was on a fast. It's appropriate for the church to fast. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted. So they were worshiping God, they were loving on God, and they were fasting. Then the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then having fasted and prayed, laid hands on them and sent them away. You see how it works in the church? Miracles happen. Direction is revealed. The Holy Spirit has revealed that there are three things fasting will achieve in our lives this new year. And I want every one of them to manifest in the body of Christ. First, fasting will bring release. Say release. Release. In Mark 9, there was a boy who was demon-possessed. His father took him to Jesus' disciples, and they could not cast the devil out of his son. Jesus stepped in, and he cast the devil out with a word. Now watch. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately. This is after the fact. The young man is delivered, and they go to Jesus privately and say, hey, you know, why could we not cast this devil out? So he said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. When you tie the two together, there's an exponential explosion of God's power. There are certain spirits that will not be broken off of your life or someone else's life until you get down to the business of fasting and praying, which elevates and activates your faith to touch heaven. The fasting chapters of the Bible is Isaiah 58, and this is what it says. Is this not the fast I have chosen to loose the bonds of wickedness? For fasting has an active part and role in breaking the bondage when wickedness has held a grip on something that needs to come off. In that young boy's life, that wickedness needed to come out of him, and there was nothing the disciples could do. Jesus reminded them, add fasting to your praying, you can break the bonds of wickedness. How many know that needs to happen in the lives of people we love? It needs to happen in the culture, needs to happen among politicians. The wickedness needs to cease. Amen. Those bound in addictions and bound in sexual immorality, those who can't control their appetites and lust for power, and they will compromise anything to gain it. When you fast, what happens? The band of wickedness begins to break off, and the spirit man grows stronger than the flesh man. God knows we need the spirit man to revive in America. Yes. Second, fasting brings restoration. Now, therefore, it says in the book of Joel, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart. This is not something you do, well, if I have time, I'll show up for church. If I have time, listen. No, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. Return to the Lord your God. Another passage says, when you return to me, I will return to you. When there's this repentance, then you get this result. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust and the consuming locust and the chewing locust. I'll restore you when you come to me with all your heart and you add fasting to show me how you really mean business. The enemy has eaten up and stolen so much from the lives of God's people this past year. How many feel like you've been robbed at times? That the enemy's come in as a thief to take away from us. But in the next 12 months, coming for those who seek him on this fast will be restoration. I said restoration, a restoration of health, of marriage, of families, of finances, of destiny, of missed opportunities, of integrity, right? Of honesty in everything that's being done to reflect who we are as a republic and how our fathers envisioned us. Another chance is coming to us if we believe the Lord and get busy putting him first once again. Third, fasting will release the blessings of reward. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Diligently. That means you're cutting time out of other things to be sure you go seek the face of God and do the things he's asked all of us to do. We don't just come to church when it's convenient. We just don't show up to do something. I have nothing better to do, so I'll go give them a hand over. God said he's looking for people who will diligently seek him. He says, when you seek me diligently, I release a spirit of reward in your direction. He's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So when you diligently seek the Lord, expect God to bless you back. Financial reward will come to those who seek him through fasting and praying and putting him first with their tithes and offerings, because that's diligence. That's diligence. In this new year, I proclaim, reward the diligent, O Lord. Reward the diligent. Don't limit God to the past when you had one good year 4 or 5 years ago. Listen, we will exchange self-pity for a season of refreshing, for the open heavens upon the church once again. And when we fast, we go vertical. We go heavenward. Years ago, there was a popular TV program called Friends. It had 230 episodes and ran for 10 seasons. When it first aired, the critics, they said, quote, Friends is not very entertaining, clever, or original, end quote. Don't you love the people who sit back and just throw darts at everybody? It won't survive, was the last statement they made about it. It won't survive. Well, some of the people who made those comments haven't survived, but that did for 10 seasons. What they didn't know, there was a vacancy in the culture. People needed to feel connected. The last episode of that series had 52 million people watching. Why? Because people longed for connection, for relationship. That's why communion's so important. And I emphasize it time and again, right? The desire has spilled over into the church, and it's deeply, desperately needed in the body of Christ, the need for connection. We should be the best at connection. I said, we should be the best at connection. The New Testament church was absolutely astonishing at connection. And because of their connectivity, they were able to sweep through cities and turn them toward the Lord. God knows we need to see that kind of a day return. Healthy relationships are God-ordained, and they are essential to God's kingdom. He wants that among his body. In many churches, it's all about the horizontal. They've made everything about themselves. Okay? What fasting does, it turns the church back toward the vertical. And that means his presence needs to be with us. Not just do we get together for another event, not just do we get together to satisfy my need, Not that we just get together so you can provide some entertainment for me. Western culture has twisted this into it's all about me, my needs. What can I get out of it? Help me, bless me, show me, give to me. Well, that's part of the gospel, but not the majority of the gospel. The true connection is spirit born, where people develop loyal relationships, commitment to one another. The cross has two beams, one that is vertical and one that is horizontal. They're both important. And for the 21-day Daniel fast, we turn the direction of our lives off of our needs, ourselves, what we want, and we turn it to go after God. We need you among us. We can't do this unless you're here. Money changers in the temple ticked Jesus off. His house is to be one of communion and connection upwards and outwards. And they threw it totally out of balance. Well, I just come to church for me, for what I'm about and what I need and what I want. When you fast, you might have some selfish reasons for fasting to begin with, but if you continue to do it biblically, all of that kind of stuff will melt off of you. You'll find yourself in tearful moments, wrestling with God, saying, all I need is you. All I've ever had is you. I'm longing more for you than I ever have in my life. Stuff is not that important. But what's amazing is this, when you get to him and make him first once again in your life, all the other stuff, he just adds to you as a blessing after the fact. Fasting represents a hunger strike against hell. And we say to hell, no, you're not taking anything else from me. You need God's intervention. You need the breakthrough against those principalities that seem to blockade you. Watch this. Daniel fasting is for your body, soul, and mind. Our bodies give us world consciousness through our five senses. We have sight, we can hear, we can touch, taste, and smell. It's the outward visible part of who we are. Our souls give us the self-consciousness, and it's just as real as our physical body. Our souls are comprised of our minds, gives us the ability to think and to reason, to dream and to remember. It contains our will, giving us the ability to make decisions, express emotions, gives us intellect and ability to know right from wrong, to make good decisions or bad decisions. My goodness, and we need an infusion of conscience again in our culture, right? Our spirits give us a God consciousness. Through our spirit man, God is made known to us, and we have a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. Paul put it like this, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't destroy it. Do not intentionally damage it. God directed Daniel to eat a certain way as he fasted and then blessed him with revelation. And God will direct and answer and reward every single one of his children who do the very same thing. You will actually see and feel the spiritual and physical benefits of Daniel fasting. You'll experience it with your whole being. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant food, no meat nor wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. So when we fast, we're not twisting God's arm. We're not forcing God to do what we want, because sometimes our prayers are very self-centered. And we think it's God's will when it's only ours. We're positioning ourselves. We're posturing our hearts. We're preparing ourselves. And God will say, I want to do so much for my children. And I do not have any unwillingness to do it. But it's your unwillingness to seek me for it. When we become willing to seek him, he's more than willing to reveal what it is we need. When we Daniel fast, we're striking against hell and saying, loose those who are spiritually bound and need freedom freedom from deception, from lies, from sin, from bondage, from addictive behaviors. Freedom. God is always about freedom. God wants freedom spiritually, and he also wants it for us as individual, as a part of our culture. God is into freedom. Now, there are wrong reasons to fast. First, we don't fast to attempt to gain merit with God, making points with God by doing this. There's only one thing that gives us merit with God. That is the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. That's the only merit, the only way I have standing with God. He sees me through the blood of his son. That's what covers me. There's only one thing that causes us to be set free from sin, the blood of Jesus Christ. On Yom Kippur, when the Jews fasted, they did not fast in the Bible days to obtain atonement. They slew the lamb, and the lamb's blood covered their sins. They fasted to remember the shame of sin, to remember how they embarrassed themselves and injured and harmed God and the wretchedness of sin, that they were sorry for their behavior. One thing fasting will do for us, it surfaces in us all the areas that have been compromised. Areas we have leisurely given ourselves to. How we have slumbered, and boy, has the church in America been asleep at the switch for decades. Help us. When we fast, we become aware of the wretchedness of sin in our lives. When I read the messages of our founding fathers, the messages of the pastors of our founding fathers, and I look at the spiritual backbone they possessed and the ability to stand up and not allow their freedoms to be encroached, and I think of where we are today, whoa, what happened to us, right? So we fast to see God make change in us. Likewise, it makes change in everything around us. Second, we don't fast to lose weight. Now, there are just secular fasts you can utilize to do that if that's what you're thinking and that's what you want to do, but that's not what I'm calling the church to do. I'm not calling the church to lose physical weight, but to lose the weight of other stuff that needs to get off of us, right? This is not a Christian diet. The wonderful thing is there will be some benefit to you physically when you're fasting biblically. The fast isn't about dieting. We're fasting for spiritual purpose. You shake yourself. We're not here to correct your diet, nor are we here to judge your diet or your fast. If all you do is go without food, all you're doing is dieting. Unless you add prayer to your fasting, then there's no need to embark on a Daniel fast. We are to focus and to pray and focus on God's word directly. What are you saying to me? What is it I need to hear from you? Even in your social life, you become more sensitized to the garbage in movies and telecasts, and you will not want to go into those negative environments. I don't know how you react to them. My wife will tell you, I'll turn to her and say, do you feel that? I mean, I can feel the hair on my neck stand up when I'm in the presence of evil or being portrayed evil. I mean, I have a sensitivity to that the Holy Spirit has allowed me to have, and I appreciate that because it keeps me out of trouble, right? But God is reducing us down to where he can get us all to himself. He wants all of us. There's so much activity going on. So much noise in our worlds all day long. He can't get our ear. So don't fast to lose weight. Fast to hear his voice. I want to hear what you have to say. Above the din of all the other voices, let me hear your voice. And third, we don't fast so others notice us. You don't go around acting super spiritual, letting everybody know how deep you are. You don't go around with a pitiful looking face. I'm fasting. Can you tell? Fasting. Jesus put it like this. When you fast, comb your hair and wash your face. And I will add to that version, brush your teeth. Okay? Then no one will notice that you are fasting except your Father, who knows what you do in private. And your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. Amen? So get up, shower, brush your teeth, fix your face, fix your hair, put a smile on. You will become energized when you're fasting and praying. I will be as strong as I've ever been. A 21-day Daniel fast won't kill us. It will only kill in us the part God wants dead. And God only trusts us when we're dead to self. God only trusts dead people. Not physically, in here. Because then I'm totally His. While fasting, focus on the needs of others. It's also from Isaiah 58. When you do a full day fast, you know, when you decide, oh, I'm going to take a whole day and fast. So 21 day, I'll do the typical thing, no meats, no sweets, but I'm going to take a whole day. Just kind of see how that works with my life and my walk with God. I really need to get this answer clarified. You'll hear your stomach growl. It'll talk to you. Say, feed me. It'll be talking to you, right? What everybody should remember when you're fasting, 1/3 of the world goes to bed hungry every night. They don't have enough food in their stomach. Not just in third world countries, but also we have that happening in our own communities where people don't go to bed fully satisfied because they didn't get enough to eat. Every follower of Jesus should fast. The Hindus call their religion one of fast, feast, and festivals. Buddhists have holy days where they fast all day. Islam practices Ramadan. It's a pillar of their religion, and they must fast for 30 days from sunup to sundown. After the sun goes down, they're free to eat. But from sunup to sundown, no food. In light of that, should not followers of Jesus fast? Right? Jesus fasted 40 days. Moses fasted 40 days. Joshua fasted 40 days. Paul fasted 14 days. Daniel fasted 21 days. Peter fasted 3 days. Esther called for a fast for 3 days. You remember? Should not the church that follows Jesus Christ rediscover this powerful weapon once again? And remember what she said to those around her when she called them to fast on behalf of their people. And then what was said back to her when she was contemplating, should I go before the king and risk my life or not? And her uncle said, who knows but that you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And God knew that she had. And after she fasted, she said, I will go into the king and I will present my case. And if I perish, I perish. But I'm going to do what God wants me to do because it's at His direction. Let me tell you, fasting clarifies the will of God in your mind and in your heart. Amen? Daniel, fasting is doing without just specific food types. Some have added fasting screen time. That might not be a bad idea for some people. You get your face out of the screen for a while, right? That can be beneficial. But Daniel fasting primarily is about giving up two categories of food types that he specifies. Calvary, we're doing a 21-day Daniel fast. No meat, no refined sugar, sweets. Enjoy the vegetables and the whole grains and the fruit. When you emerge from 21 days from this kind of a fast, you should be spiritually vibrant and a tuning fork that listens to clarify the voice of the Holy Spirit. Daniel fasting challenges us and changes us. And when you're fasting, your stomach at times will send messages to your brain. I need some sugar. You're killing me. You're going to die without that In-N-Out burger this week. And how about that cookie tree, special cookie you like over there, right? Your stomach is going to talk to you and threaten you. Followers of Jesus by the multiplied thousands have and are fasting just like us. Your stomach may protest. You may have moments where you're uncomfortable. The areas of your body needing healing will actually begin to heal as you cleanse yourself physically and spiritually. Your body may scream, I'm dying, No, you're not. Answer it back loudly. No, you're not. You're bringing your body into submission. The impurities, the toxins, the poisons, the preservatives are exiting your body. So be sure you flush your body out with much filtered water. I said filtered. Yeah. A lot of people don't bother to do that. I think it's very important. There's a lot of impurities in any given water supply. Well, our waters, listen to me. I talked to somebody from the EPA, and we were talking about water filters, and he was at the next table. And he said, excuse me, so I'm hearing you talking about water filters at your own faucet. He said, I do all the testing. I know what's in the water. And while we do our best, there's no way we can deliver to your faucet water that absolutely is contaminant-free. We can't do it. It's too big of a project. So if you can do that extra step in your own home, that's a smart thing to do. Filtered water is good for your body, right? No contaminants. I want nothing going in there except that which is pure. Filtered water is a faster's best friend. You will have purified your body. In the first few days, again, the sugar loss will probably bug you a little bit. In some cases, you may get a slight headache from that. You may hate your pastor the first day after you fasted, right? But I'm your fasting coach. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to encourage you. Don't quit. I'm out there in front of you, ahead of you, and I know you can do it just like I can do it. And when you fast, your body will probably go into what's called ketosis. Ketosis is the breakdown of fat cells. Someone ought to shout, thank you, Jesus, right? It's the breaking down of fat cells. You feel hungry because your fat cells are shrinking and screaming. And some of the things that you should do on the fast, the Holy Spirit wants you to know this about the Daniel fast. Some things I've learned. If you drink juices, be certain they're 100% natural. No sugar added. Drink much filtered water. You want a lot of water flushing through your system. It's good for your blood supply, good for your digestive system. Overall, it's one of the healthiest thing you can do is drink lots of filtered water. Because your body temperature tends to drop while you're fasting, you may want to dress a little more warmly. And you're going to probably put on an extra sweater or some other layer of clothing. The word says the spirit of poverty is broken through fasting. Announce a time of fasting. Call the people together, and the Lord will reply. Not might. It says he will reply. Look, I'm sending you grain and new wine and olive oil, enough to satisfy your needs. You will no longer be an object of mockery among the surrounding nations. Thank God, when we fast, God will respond. Healing manifests quickly when you fast. If you need healing, man, you picked the right time to need it. 21 days of Daniel fasting puts you in the posture to receive a healing. Then your light shall break forth like the morning, and your healing shall spring forth speedily. Man, there's immediate response. Again, and we're in the fasting chapter in Isaiah 58. Addiction to sin is broken through fasting. All the people went up and came to the house of God and wept. They sat there before the Lord and fasted that day until the evening. And they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. That was their way of serving him. We have other methods, but we don't have those kinds of things going on, but we have other methods of offering to the Lord, our service and our giving of ourselves, right? But they gathered together, wept before God, and they fasted, and they sought the face of God. There's answers when this happens. Generational curses are broken when you fast. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. Listen to this. Again, it's in the fasting chapter. And you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. I don't know about you. I want the generations, not only that I've enjoyed now, but those that come after me, to enjoy the blessings of the God that I've known and my parents have known. And for some of you, your parents' parents have known. demonic powers are broken through fasting. He said to them, this kind, this spirit, this demon can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. You can't break the back of some devils until you've added fasting to your praying. Fasting strengthens your inner will. It gives you the ability to make choices that you didn't have the ability to make before, or the strength to make. When you draw close to the Lord through fasting, you acquire a willpower that spills over into other areas of your life. And when you get discipline in one area, it begins to affect the disciplines of other areas of your life. Everything begins to become more disciplined and becomes more accountable before the Lord. We have to become teachable, broken, accountable, and willing to learn from the things of God and His Word. One thing the Holy Spirit showed me to do is to say to every person who's struggling with any kind of an addiction, you can overcome it. You will put it away from your life if you learn to fast and pray. The next 21 days will be drawing closer to Jesus. Any candidates for that? Yeah. I am. Your body will no longer be dictating and be in charge. You will be submitted to the voice of the Holy Spirit. The enemy has plotted your destruction. Do you understand that we're in a real war? This is a fight to the finish. He wants you destroyed, completely annihilated. You know he wants the church removed in this culture or set aside in this culture as nothing and meaningless. Do you know that we have an adversary who goes about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour? Do you understand that we need to be submitted to the voice of the Holy Spirit and empowered by him? And without the Holy Spirit, we're an empty shell, whether it's individually or collectively as the church. The enemy's plotted your destruction. And we're going to rid ourselves of anything that hinders the flow of the Holy Spirit in our lives personally and collectively. This is the year we will walk in freedom. This is the year we will walk in victory. In the name of Jesus, we will have victory. Freedom from addiction, financial freedom, freedom from harassment from the adversary, even constitutional freedom. We need liberty once again in our land. Proclaim it across the nation. And when we're fasting, be sure to focus on God's word. Three times Jesus said to the devil when he was being tested by him, "It is written." Devil came at him with all kinds of twistings of scripture in order to get Jesus to compromise. And if you don't know the word, he will deceive you quickly. And unfortunately, at many times we find we have Christians who blended culture with some knowledge of scripture and come out with their own kind of idea of what God's trying to say. God's very clear about what he's trying to say. All we need to do is open his word, look into the owner's manual, and we will hear everything God's trying to say to us. Amen? Very clear. So some people will twist the scripture and try to insert those verses into their theories or their concepts or what they're trying to achieve in goals. Well, do you know that in parts of the world, and now we've even heard some of it in American culture politically, that there are those who are espousing, well, Jesus was into communism. Jesus was a socialist. I mean, if you don't know this book, you'll go, oh, okay. Maybe that's okay for us too. Listen to me. You need to know what God's word says. Focus on the word while you're fasting and you're praying. It is written. Jesus is the living word. When the devil tried to play word games with him, well, checkmate. Stop. It is written. Why did he do that? Jesus was teaching us that while you're fasting, Satan will come and attempt to deceive and twist and trip you up. Jesus fasted 40 days, and the devil appeared with all kinds of trickster ambition in his life. The blessings come when we have fasted and we have turned ourselves totally into the hands of God. And Jesus came to the point in his life where he could say, I don't say anything or do anything unless I hear it from my Father first, because he had clarified everything out of his life. The blessings come when the fast has been completed, and you're in a battle. While you're fasting, there will be a battle to twist you in the wrong direction. Crisis usually shows up in the middle of the fast. The enemy will attempt to wear you down while you're fasting. Throw some bomb off, an IED in the middle of your fast, because fasting is as much mental as it is physical. And the enemy will play right here on this field. And he's intending to score points against you while you're struggling in your fast. The enemy will explode IEDs in the middle of your fast. And he will say, give up on the fast. You don't need that right now. You need to pay attention to this. No, you don't give up on the fast. No, you don't throw in the towel. No, you don't quit. You have to have a strong, determined mind. That's made when you know God's word. And you say, Satan, this is why I am fasting. This kind comes out through fasting and prayer. Get away from me, right? God expects us to fast to accomplish his will. Some other results of our fast at Calvary. One, God will help his people learn to control their intake. Sometimes we need to kind of restart, reboot with our appetites. There'll be a new dietary discipline. You'll be able to push stuff away that in the past you just consumed. You will learn to eat a little more carefully, because you've had to do that for 21 days. Second, this fast will be instrumental in bringing deliverance to families. And some of your families need God to intervene. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity. This is an amazing passage. God takes one person and redeems them, puts them in a family, and through that one person, the whole household is saved. Now, I know that passage works because I'm here as a result of this passage. I'm only here serving Jesus because of this, because of my mom listening to the First Assembly of God Church singing and worshiping in the building next door to the home she was raised in. She was born and raised a Catholic, very strict. And that day, you could not have a Bible. You could not read a Bible, because the edict was simple. You can't understand it. Only your priest has the power to read the scripture to you and break it down for you. So they had no access to any of that you have today. And in that day, they were forbidden to go to any church except the one they attended. But she heard them singing, and the Holy Spirit used it and drew her to sneak over there and sit in the back row and watch what God was doing in that Pentecostal church. And there were miracles and answers to prayer and the presence of the Holy Spirit. So she went back home. She asked God, if this is you, and can I know you and your son, reveal yourself to me. I want to know you. And she said, he came right into my room and revealed himself to me. And I gave my life to him in my bedroom, upstairs, in our house, having prayed the prayer of forgiveness and repentance. She told her dad, I want to go to the church next door. By then, her mother had passed, and all the kids were divvied up into doing different jobs and taking outside work. Everybody had to bring something to the table. Everybody participated. Her job was to clean the home and to fix the food for all the meals. That was her assignment. So she went to her dad and said, Dad, I want to go to that church next door. And boy, it wasn't a good moment. He gave her a look like, didn't say anything. A couple nights later at the dinner table, because at that time when dinner was served, everybody showed up, right? Said, I have an announcement to make to everybody at the table. 7 sisters and 4 brothers plus my mom. Your sister Rose wants to go to the church next door. And God woke me up. I had a dream and I woke up. And in that dream, he said to me, I want you to leave her alone. This is of me. You let her go to that church. So I'm here to announce to the whole family, you leave her alone. She's going to go to that church. Don't you harass her. Don't you make fun of her. Don't you put her down. She's got my blessing because God came to me in a dream. Well, she went. She became a part of that family. And lo and behold, throughout the years of her life, let me read it to you again. God sets the solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity and brought every one of those sisters and brothers to know Jesus and not just have religion, but have a relationship with the one and only Jesus the Christ. That passage, I know, works. Okay? God takes one person, redeems them, puts them in the family till the whole house is saved. See, it's not just about you and about me. It's about everybody else infected by our lives. All in chains come out through the person who's fasting and praying for their family. And let me tell you what, you could hardly get out of the house in the morning without watching, going by the door and seeing mom on her knees, calling out our names before God and the names of her family members. Because listen, God hears those kinds of prayers. And third, God's going to increase you in your finances this year. The Holy Spirit's been speaking about this. Listen, followers of Jesus will rise above, no longer beneath, above. Because if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, there you go again. He said, don't ask God to humble you. Choose to humble yourself. That includes fasting and pray and seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. And what are those? Well, he'll name them for you if you ask him. He will show them to you. Then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. That means full restoration of everything you've been robbed of. When believers own land, we break the curse off of it. God's not broke, and he wants you blessed. He wants you to leave a legacy for your kids. The Old Testament is about the promised land. Land includes dirt, right? Territory. It belonged now to Israel. Let me say this. Ezra is about to go back to Jerusalem. Another prophet of God, leader of the spiritual needs of the people after 70 years of Israeli captivity in Babylon. And before he embarks on this treacherous journey leading God's people back to Israel, he said, we can't do this new venture without a fast first. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava that we might humble ourselves, there it is again, humble ourselves before our God to seek from him the right way for us and for our little ones and all our possessions. Fasting is humbling yourself. Humbling ourselves before our God. That's what we're doing. We're humbling ourselves. Why? To seek from him the right way for us. Fasting will reveal the right way for us to know the right direction. No confusion, clarity of the will of God to seek from him a right way for us. Say, a right way for us. Because you will hear his voice very clearly when you're fasting and praying and you're in his word. This is the way. Walk in it. We're fasting, why? For our little ones. Fast for your children. Dad, you better not be too busy to fast for your little ones. With the lifestyles being taught in our classrooms, when Congress wanting to remove terminology that talks about husband, wife. This is insanity. This is biblical hypocrisy. With the lifestyles being taught in classrooms, fast for your children. When you fast these 21 days, God will target your children for favor. How many want God to bless your kids? Right? Why fast? For our possessions. That means our resources. Deeply, I sense this is so important for the church. A 21-day Daniel fast to seek him for the right way for us, to bless our children and protect them for our possessions. And we're believing that as we humble ourselves, God will honor this Daniel fast, 21-day fast, bring restoration to our body, our soul, and our spirit. Amen? That we'll be able, with God's help, to be everything he's intended us to be, to be the church that he wants us to be in our culture. I declare and believe over you today, you are blessed. You are redeemed. You are forgiven. You are creative and talented. You are confident. You are secure and disciplined. You are focused. You are prepared and qualified and motivated. You are valuable. You are free. I said you are free. You are equipped, empowered, anointed, accepted, and approved. You are not average. You are not mediocre. You're a child of the Most High God, and you will become everything God intended you to be in the name of his great Son, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And with that, stand and celebrate him and thank him, everybody in the house.